Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jerry Recco, take it away.
All right, first game, Rams in Green Bay, Packers -6.5.
I know that this line has come down from a full touchdown. I know that Boomer just gave me this stat with Aaron Rodgers against number one defenses, but I have picked the Green Bay Packers to go to the Super Bowl this year to represent the NFC for months now. I think they win this game. I think they win this game comfortably. That is by a touchdown. So I cannot now think that this Rams team, that's defense has played very well, but the offense is impossible to watch, is somehow going to be able to keep up with Aaron Rodgers in this MVP season. Give me the Green Bay Packers -6.5.
I'll take the Rams -6.5. Packers will win. Plus the 6.5. The Rams, the Packers will win the game. But it's not going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination. I saw that Ram defense up close and personal. They're pretty damn good. And I'm assuming that Aaron Donald is going to be 100%. And that means Coach Staley is going to be moving him all over the defensive line, and he will find the weakness and the weak point in that offensive line of the Packers. So I think he does wreck the game to some extent, and I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, but I do like the Pack to win 27-24.
I'm with you, Boomer. I think it's a low-scoring game. I think the Rams cover the number 6.5. Uh-oh. I will take L.A.
Game number two.
Here we go again. Me against you guys. This is not good.
Baltimore in Buffalo. AccuWeather says, might be some snow, might not be. The Bills, a home favorite, -3.
So I had made the decision in my head that it wasn't going to be the Chiefs representing the AFC in the Super Bowl this year, and I narrowed it down to the Bills and the Ravens. So that means that the team that wins this game, I believe, is going to go to the Super Bowl. So I really have to decide this. I think that the Baltimore Ravens, after shedding that pressure last week with Lamar Jackson, and I really think it all happened on that third down touchdown run that sort of changed the game for Lamar Jackson. I think that the Baltimore Ravens go up there and they beat the Buffalo Bills by running all over the place, more confidence in Lamar Jackson. Him and Hollywood Brown really had something going in that game as well, so he was throwing the ball after that bad pick. I love the Bills this year. I love their offense. Steph Diggs and Josh Allen, it's been awesome, and I wouldn't be shocked if they won the game. But I think it's going to be Baltimore. I think they're going to go up there, and I think they're going to win.
Yeah, Ravens defensive coordinator Don Wink Martindale stopped Derrick Henry and tried to force Ryan Tannehill to beat them last week. I think they're going to try to take Steph Diggs out of the picture here. They are a much better secondary than the Colts have. And they have a big defensive line that creates all sorts of problems for a running game like Buffalo doesn't have. And Buffalo lost one of its starting running backs to injury as well. Josh Allen's going to have to be Superman, kind of like he was last week. I think this is a really close game. I'm taking the Ravens in the points, and I do think the Ravens win the game 24-23.
I agree with both of you. Tight game. I'm going to ride the Bills here. I like Buffalo at home -3. They're probably not supposed to win. The Ravens should win. I'm going Buffalo -3. Sunday. Cleveland, Baker Mayfield at Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, 10-point favorites are the Chiefs.
Man, I tell you, I've seen the Chiefs play too many of these close games. Way too many. Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons, the loss that they had to the Vegas Raiders. I mean, it feels like every week there's some sort of agita with them, and we said maybe they're bored in the regular season. And maybe when they get to the playoffs, they'll just be firing on all cylinders after the bye week. I'm not going to take that leap. I think that the Chiefs do win, and they're going to be playing on Championship Sunday. But I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns and what they had going and beating the Steelers to cover this spread and make it one of those, are the Chiefs really going to lose games? And they'll come back and they'll win like they've done 15 out of 16 times this year. But I like the Cleveland Browns to cover the 10 points. The
Chiefs are going to be totally healthy. Everybody's going to be raring to roll. And, you know, they've had an offseason, even when you say their quarterback was 38-6 in terms of touchdowns to interceptions. completed 67% of his passes for 4,700 yards. That's exactly right. Who is going to cover Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce? Travis Kelce is going to go off in this game. I just like the Chiefs. They'll go over 30 points once again like they always do in the playoffs. They win the game 34-23.
Regular season's over. Final score on Sunday, Chiefs 35, Browns 7. And the final game, Tampa in New Orleans, Brady, Breeze, Saints minus 3.
I cannot bring myself.
You don't even want to bet on this game.
To pick
both
this
teams.
Football game.
You hate both of these
I can't
teams.
Do it.
You have to.
You have to.
No, I'm. No, what I'm going to do here for the first time ever in the picks.
You cannot defer.
I'm taking a loss.
What?
I'm taking a loss. I don't want to win with either one of these teams. I don't want to root for either one of these teams. I am starting off divisional playoff weekend 0-1. I am abstaining from this and taking a loss because I hate both of these teams and I hate the fact that one of them is playing on championship weekend. It makes me sick.
Jerry, what's the spread again?
3.
All right. So, you know, I picked the score in my CBS Sports Minute at 3 points, and I don't want to do that. I want to give somebody, you know, a team to pick and to take the number. I have the Saints going to the Super Bowl. I have the Saints and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and that goes back all the way to week one. I wasn't, you know, I didn't pick the Cowboys. Somebody else did.
Oh, who was it? Phil Simms, right?
Yeah.
Oof. Oh,
yeah. Anyway, so I think the Saints are going to win the game. I'm going to say that the Saints are going to win this game 31-27. So therefore, I will lay the 3 points, and I'll take the Saints as a favorite.
I'll take the ageless Tom Brady to advance to the NFC Championship game. Bucks plus the 3.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.